1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Just released in the Uvalde, Texas school massacre, the city making public a trove of police text messages and videos from that deadly day in 2022, most of it confirming police confusion, chaos, and a deadly delay in getting to the 19 students and two teachers as they were being killed.
This is a nightmare. This is something that you can't put into words.
Brett Cross is the guardian of a 10-year-old who was among the victims. The Pentagon announcing a tactical move ordering the nuclear-powered submarine, the USS Georgia, to the Middle East as a word Iran could attack Israel in days. Analysts say such a Pentagon announcement is rare and a clear message for Iran to back down. And in the race for the White House, former President Trump is accusing his rival, Democrat Kamala Harris, of stealing after she rallied last night in her hometown of San Francisco, California, and touted no taxes on tips for service workers. Trump says Harris is taking credit for one of his ideas. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. One of the races to watch is the Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District, where Donald Trump is endorsing Tony Weed.
This race is all about how important is the Trump endorsement in a primary in Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area.
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross says Roger Roth and his supporters can afford a lot of TV ads while Andre Jacques is busy campaigning door to door.
What wins out? Air power, the Trump endorsement, or this kind of credibility that Andre Jacques has?
Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect more deer in the woods this fall. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual deer forecast last week. Mild weather last winter helped more fawns survive the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's almost here. Tomorrow is the primary election. On the ballot, you'll vote for a new Dane County executive after Joe Parisi retired earlier this year. It's a four-way race between former State Senator Melissa Agard, director of the RCC Sexual Assault Center, Dana Pelleban, Office for Equity and Inclusion Director Wes Sparkman, and Madison Alder Regina Vitiver. Here in the Madison area, that's one of the most contested races tomorrow. The two candidates with the most votes will advance to the ballot in November for the general election. You can even see exactly what your ballot will look like ahead of time if you go to myvote.wi.gov. That'll also help you find your polling place. Polls open at 7 a.m. They close at 8 p.m. tomorrow. And remember, you can register there. Again, that's myvote.wi.gov. It'll have basically everything you need to know. Elections are one of our biggest chances to have our voices heard. Make sure you use your voice tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back home after a 23-10 win over the Browns in Cleveland. Jordan Love threw a 65-yard touchdown and was done for the day. The offense focused on the run game. Backup quarterback Sean Clifford was 10 of 19 for 111 yards, a quarterback rating of just 70.3.
Yeah, I think that take the good, take the bad, and you look at everything, and you never get too high and you never get too low, especially at this position.
Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought just his command, his presence, the communication, the urgency in and out of the huddle, I thought was pretty clean.
Baseball, the Brewers and Dodgers open a four-game series tonight at AmFam Field. Clayton Kershaw on the mound for L.A. against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta.
You know, we as a team, we're fine. We're good. And it is what it is, man. We just have to move forward, clean our mind, and get ready for tomorrow and win the series.
The Crew losing to the Reds yesterday 4-3. The Cubs have improved. They've won 8 of their last 10 games. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine by this afternoon, highs near 79. Clear skies tonight, 55. Sunshine and a high of 82 for Tuesday. Clear at 58 Tuesday night, mostly sunny, 82 again on Wednesday. Thursday, scattered showers and storms and highs near 78.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom will be back. Harrison Walls will be done with their cross-country swing state tour. And we'll talk about it on the Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Because we remember, and we are smart, and we know what's happening, and we're not falling for the gaslighting, and we're not falling for the okey-doke.
The okey-doke.
I love the okey-doke. Mom used to say that. Mm-hmm. Fall for the okey-doke. Don't boo vote. Okay. Wow. Okay. I know you're thinking, Steph, is it hyperbole to say we have reached Hitler in the bunker time?
9999999!
Yes, we have.
Why did you say 9 then?
I thought that was you. That was a no man in German.
Oh,
that was my German no
gotcha.
Man.
Gotcha. Okay. 9999999.
No, that's hyperbole.
Okay.
Because, you know, people that make Hitler comparisons,
they're
worse than
Hitler.
Right. Right. Okay, I'm the same as George Conway. We've both been talking about how, you know, bat crazy Donald Trump is for a long time.
Right.
But I had to check, because, you know, you have to fact check, even in this era.
Right, especially
so
in this era.
So he said the same thing. I had to check this was real. That Donald Trump tweeted that Kamala's crowds are AI or...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then he interrupted. Okay, this is just... Because I was like, is this real? Breaking, Donald Trump interrupted a wedding ceremony at Mar-a-Lago today and ran in for 29 minutes about how Kamala Harris's crowds are actually a mix of holograms, green screens, mirrors, mannequins, robots with masks, paid illegal immigrants, and cardboard cutouts. No, I don't know if... Well, that's a date. You know what? Your wedding is always a day you'll always remember.
Right.
But if you choose to have your wedding at Mar-a-Lago, you kind of get... You know, have to expect something like that.
Yeah, you do.
That's on you.
Yeah, okay. That's a you problem.
Yeah.
Even Captain Crazy Pants. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we're at the Hitler in the bunker scene where he's like sharpieing. They're trying to show him swing states and he's like,
Mein Führer.
He's just sharpieing.
Mein Führer, I can walk.
Yes, that's. He can't actually. He needs the golf cart.
Yes, he
can't walk.
Mein Führer!
I'm telling you, he's sharpieing out the swing states. Because that was the other thing. I'm winning by a lot. Like, we totally are whatever you want to call. Are we a network? I want you to stand up right now and open the window. And we're in that meets Hitler in the bunker.
I think so.
Wow.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window.
Okay.
Open it and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
About Kamala's AI crowds. They're fake. So apparently, let's review. The polls are fake, and also Kamala's crowds are fake.
Uh-huh. So
the only thing that's real is whatever's in Donald Trump's head.
Yeah.
Right.
Anything he doesn't like is fake.
Right.
Wow, this Time magazine cover had to really make him mad.
Oh, you know it's making him mad.
Time magazine cover just with her moment.
Doesn't he have a fake Time magazine cover on his wall?
Yes,
he does.
How, like, that's not weird.
Right.
He made a fake cover.
Right.
At least my pathetic covers are real.
Well, you're on the cover of Hustler over there.
No, that's not even a cover.
Oh.
That was just inside.
Oh.
But at least they're all real.
All right. What magazines?
Whatever. Democratic Burbank something.
Radio
Club.
Inc. Okay.
Right.
Those are magazines.
What about
right.
that one, though? With you and
oh,
Keith
no, that
Olbermann.
Was fake. It was a joke, me marrying Keith Olbermann. That was a listener joke.
Those are magazines.
Those are. They have ads in them.
Sure.
It's described as the swiftest vibe shift in modern political history. In the story, Cory Booker said she has gone from being a Padawan to a Jedi Master.
Absolutely.
What better time for me to pack Mark Hamill in my suitcase in time for Chicago Sexy Liberal this Saturday, along with Representative Jan Schakowsky, the rocking congresswoman from the great state of Illinois, and Watergate prosecutor Jill Weinbanks, who joins us in Hour 3 today.
Yep.
And am I working on other surprises that I can't tell you? I may actually explode if I
You're okay. working the phones. You're saying, Violet Newstead, please hold. Violet Newstead,
please hold. Uh-oh. Please hold. Because this is the big one. It's the big DNC show and pay-per-view as well. So if you cannot be in Chicago, but if you can possibly be in Chicago, that is going to be so
off
lit,
the chain.
This show, yes.
As the kids don't say
right.
anymore.
Sexyliberal.com. Okay. And we will be broadcasting from there for the entire convention.
Yes.
So there
oh,
you go.
Boy.
Don't. My nerves are frayed.
Oh, no, I had a technical question this morning, and he's like, we'll see.
I mean, we can't get in there until, like, an hour beforehand to check.
If that early.
Good luck to us.
Yeah. I mean,
especially
once we're on the air.
Right. So everyone.
Once we're on the air, we should be on the air the rest of the week.
Right.
It's just that initial getting on the air.
The should in that sentence is doing a lot of work.
Yes. It is.
Making mommy very.
But. Yeah. This is the way it's been for every convention we've ever done.
True.
We can't get in there
True.
Until just
Let me take
the show.
You behind the music at the Stephanie Miller Show. Executive producer extraordinaire Jody Hamilton will be here with Sean Comiskey.
Yes,
Sean Comiskey will be running the board. The show will still come out of our studio in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Jody will be working cameras for
yes.
Free Speech TV. Chris and I will be at the convention. Chris's job will be, it's only because he has more muscles.
People?
Yes, he only, because he has more muscles than you. His job will be to tackle people that are running by, which is how you get guests at the DNC, and then drag them over to my table.
I'll tackle someone like John Tester. I won't tackle someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
She's tiny.
See, we have to, we're very, you know, small operation. And Frances from Frangela blew her chance at the last DNC. She is not a good spotter because she mistakes Magic Johnson for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. She is a noted racist, and we cannot have that in Chicago. That was our famous magical moment. Frangela and I were all at the table at the DNC. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is going up the escalator behind us. And Frances goes, Magic! And the look that Angela and Kareem and I all gave Frances simultaneously was just like,
Did he come over?
Was it like Roseanne Barr looking
no,
at RFK Jr.?
No, because she yelled magic at him. He didn't understand what was going on.
They played on the same team at the same time for a little bit, didn't they?
No, you always say that. You don't support the
sport. I think they played together for one season.
No. Yeah,
like when Magic was
sport.
Really young.
No, rookie, maybe.
No.
Maybe.
No. I think Chris got this wrong last time. Oh, speaking of Chris is wrong. Hang on. Janice in Sacramento says, didn't Chris say the new Balls to the Walls design was going to be up this weekend? Good thing I already ordered my Chris is Wrong sticker. Is our Balls to the Walls up?
I don't know.
Show pony. I need to get my merch before Chicago. Let's go. This is a listener sent me this.
That's nice.
Gave me this at a Sexy Liberal. There you go.
It's like
a Camelot. And I said that first.
Yeah. Looks like she's standing in front of Space Mountain.
I said Camelot first. I said Carmela first. We have one of those shirts up.
We do.
I said Balls to the Wall first. It happens here first. Okay. I love Tim Walz. Oh, God, more every single day. Can I just say everything they criticize them for, Kamala's laugh, love her laugh. His little kick, I couldn't love that little kick more. He's so excited. He's like a coach. It's like, hey, right?
Mm-hmm. And he'll start your lawnmower.
Yes.
Yes. Having trouble with that John Deere over there?
Yeah. Here, just give it a hard yank.
Where is he? Oh, plus, like, this Harris, chef's kiss, this Harris campaign, they just, They know, what do they say? We know how to get inside Trump's head.
Oh, yeah.
This is, I mean, this is obvious. George Conway's right. This is causing the final unraveling because it is just a black woman that is already kicking his ass inside of 2 weeks that she's been in the campaign. It's just, it's too much. He is decompensating at a rapid rate. Like, it's just, I'm not sure how this ends. This is really. Pardon?
Decomposing?
Decompensating, meaning mentally and psychologically.
He's going nuts.
Yeah, that's it.
He's right.
Okay.
We're giving some walls. Oh, just because they know how to poke him on crowd size, 19. Yeah.
A few people showed up in Philadelphia the other night. And then 10,000 plus walked into a field in western Wisconsin. And then on Wednesday, the largest crowd of the campaign showed up in Detroit, Michigan. But Arizona just couldn't leave it alone, could you? It's not as if anybody cares about crowd sizes or anything. Wow.
This is the difference, is they're having so much fun and they're not doing it in a mean way.
Right.
They're just like, I mean, our friend Jordy over at Midas Touch said, joy is such a powerful emotion to harness. It's truly rare to find these days. It's why MAGA relies so heavily on invoking hate and anger from their supporters. They're easy emotions to deploy, but genuine joy, that's more powerful than anything on earth. Mm-hmm. That and true humor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at these rallies. You just, and you're like, that's all you got? It's not real? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's easily checkable by any video or news organization. I mean, Jack tweets, we don't have to match their hate. We don't have to peddle their lies. Our calling is clear and righteous as it was for the generations before us. Defend America against all her enemies, foreign and domestic. We will band together, move beyond the dark shadow of Trumpism. We will do it with unyielding hope for a brighter future. We are not going back.
Amen.
And I mean, just these anecdotal stories. Someone was like, my teenage kids, you know, and their friends were all in the kitchen. They wanted the Kamala rally on so they could listen to her. We're all cooking up a storm. Since when do teenagers ever want to watch a political speech ever?
Never.
I mean, there is just something happening that we've never seen before. So it's hard to, okay, this is the most pathetic statement from the bassinet of the 45th.
Oh my God.
Has anyone noticed that Kamala cheated at the airport?
Cheated?
Yeah.
Oh, AI? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
There was nobody at the plane.
What?
She AI'd it.
No.
Showed a massive quote-unquote crowd of circle followers, but all caps now. They didn't exist! Are they in the room with us now, though, Donald? She was turned in by a maintenance worker at the airport when he noticed the fake crowd picture, but there was nobody there. Later confirmed by the reflection of the mirror, like a finish on the vice presidential plane. She's a cheater! That's in all caps. So
right.
You know I'm screaming. Yeah. She had nobody waiting, and the quote-unquote crowd looked like 10,000 people. Same thing is happening with their fake crowds, quote unquote, their speeches. This is the way the Democrats win elections, by cheating. And they're even worse at the ballot box. Hang on, I'm not done. She should be disqualified because the creation of a fake image is election interference. Anyone who does that will cheat at anything. Oh, he even forgot to say Make America Proud. Oh.
Mega!
No, he forgot that one. That was, he did that one in the polls are fake.
Okay, got it.
Show us on the Kamala doll. A bad lady touched you.
Bless his heart.
You're having too much fun.
This is the fun part. Come on, 8 years. We deserve this.
I know, I agree.
This is exactly what needed to happen. And she's exactly the person to push him there. Whoop! He's like at the cliff. Bink! Did you see the Statue of Liberty going bink? Just he's ready to flick him. Ready to flick him. Bye.
Wonder if that photo of J.D. Vance in drag sent him over the edge.
Yeah.
I saw that too. Okay, hey, we have Ruth Pundit and Jill Winebanks coming up on The Big Shoe 19 minutes after the hour of this board. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Bodies. I did a Nature's Blend check to make sure that Bonnie and Clyde have enough when I'm in Chicago for a week because, you know.
Yeah, well.
Right, they're the cannolis.
Yes.
You got to, right, leave those.
Yes.
Anyway, you know, you get my point. They don't care as long as the food is here. The Dr. Martin's
is here.
Leave
the gun, take the cannolis.
Right, that's it.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
Listen, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not.
Nope.
A lot of popular dog food brands use a trick called fractionation.
What's that?
Sounds fun, but it's not. It's, right, maybe you see wheat as the first ingredient. It might raise some red flags, right? So they split it up into different ingredients, so it looks like it's only small parts, but it's not. Dr. Marty's, guess what's in there, Chris? Look at the first four ingredients. Look at it. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, and then a bunch of antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. All superfoods, all of it. There's none of that filler. It's not cooked on high heat, so there's dangerous byproducts. Right. It is the best food for your dog, period. And just so great for you. It's not messy. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. It's shelf-stable. It's fantastic. 54% off Nature's Blend right now. And get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Go to drmarniepets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I am a sucker for a shock jock.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Stephen Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-Lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. The delusional troughs, truths.
Oh, yeah.
It's a two-parter. There was a sequel to the All Commas Crowds Are... What did you say? AI and something. Robots, cardboard cutouts, bunch
she
of
cheats,
stuff.
You know.
Okay. Okay, this would be the second. Then this was the next statement from the bassinet of the 45th segment. Okay.
Hooray! I'm doing really well in the presidential.
It's real good what you're doing. Tell us about the rabbits again.
Leading in almost all the real polls.
Huh?
Computer says no. No,
baby. Not even Rasmussen.
I know.
It's Rasmussen. Hey, have you seen Rasmussen?
That was me doing a right-wing radio host.
It was very well done. Yeah. Well done.
You sound like Dear Abby.
Rasmussen has me had. Wisconsin.
Okay.
And this despite the Democrats unprecedentedly changing their primary winning candidate.
He just cannot get over that.
No, he
cannot.
He is butthurt about that.
Sleepy Joe Biden midstream with candidate Kamala Harris, who failed to get even a single primary vote, who was the first out of 15 presidential Democratic candidates to quit the race. I did great in 2016 and won, and did better in 2020, getting many millions more votes.
He seems totally together.
In 2016, fine. But this 2024 is by far my best campaign, the most enthusiasm and spirit, etc.
No.
I think emphasis more on the etc., don't you? Okay, hold please. My team's doing great despite the constant 8-year obstacle of dealing with fake news and low self-esteem leakers. We're going to win big. Take our country back from the radical left losers, fascists, and communists. We will win very quickly. Make America great again. Yes, Jody?
Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played together for about 10 years and won 4 championships.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. Chris was right. He sported the sports
I didn't
correctly.
Think it was that long. Neither one of I knew they played together.
Yeah, I thought it was for like a year.
Yeah, I thought it was like his rookie year. I mean,
all right. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was mostly in the 70s.
I would like to issue Francis Callier a preemptive pardon. Okay. Karen in Chicago.
Oh, my God. Oh, we're having so much fun.
Oh, no. Too much joy.
I have to say, Chris, you know what? I totally agree with you. You know what? If you have your wedding under the big top, expect the circus.
Right. Exactly.
Don't say you're surprised by the scary clown.
Right. You have no right to complain about it.
Thank you. Exactly. Enjoy the veal and, your chicken Kiev and your chocolate cake. And, you know, enjoy the circus.
The most beautiful chocolate cake in the world.
Don't forget the omelets in the morning.
I just... I have to say, too, I'm serious. Like, you guys, this is the first weekend, and I can't even remember when, where I was just able to go and focus on stuff that I wanted to focus on.
Yeah.
Do the things that I wanted to do. I just feel like we are turning a corner with all
yeah.
of this.
Yeah.
And that it, finally, he could potentially be in our rearview mirrors. I cannot wait.
And you know what the end of this week holds? On Saturday?
Oh.
I will mush my breastises into yours.
Oh, God.
At Sexy Liberal at the Vic Theater in the most sexy liberal of hugs ever hugged.
I can't wait. Mm. And, you know, we are getting step heads together the night before. So DM me if you guys want to join us. We are going to be gathering 6 p.m. Friday night.
All right. So, we love you, Karen, in Chicago. We will see you Saturday at the Vic Theater.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities appear to be slow to apply for money to fix up rural roads. The Wisconsin Agricultural Road Improvement Program aims to fix roads damaged by heavy agricultural and logging traffic. The program has given out $50 million this year, and the deadline to apply for the next round of $100 million is the end of September. There are new standards for meat to carry the USDA certified organic label, but farmers have until the end of 2028 to comply. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
There were various procedures that were just flat out banned in the new standards. Tail docking of cows and gestation crates and farrowing cages for pigs or toe clipping chickens.
Milstein points out the standards affect only farmers who volunteer to have their products certified USDA organic. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Registration opens today for Madison School and Community Recreation Fall programs that includes vital family services like after-school programming and activities for seniors, plus sports for kids and teens like soccer, swimming, and baseball, and all kinds of adult classes like pottery, dance, canoeing, and writing. The list goes on and on. If you live in the Madison Metropolitan School District, you can register starting today at noon. If you don't, you'll have to wait a couple more weeks. And it's make or break. Now is the time to adjust sleep schedules for the school year if you haven't started already. Habits change in the summer, especially with later sunsets. However, if you don't at least start gradually changing that routine by around now, doctors say it can be a rude awakening when the alarm goes off for school. Sleep helps us form memories and emotionally regulate ourselves. It helps the front part of our brain, which is important for executive function, all critical for kids in school. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine by this afternoon, highs near 79. Clear skies tonight, 55. Sunshine and a high of 82 for Tuesday. Clear at 58 Tuesday night, mostly sunny, 82 again on Wednesday. Thursday, scattered showers and storms and highs near 78.
Currently 63 degrees.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Sachin Chetta about the state of education in Wisconsin and what giving the legislature even more power could do. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
SAMHSA.gov.
see you out on the campaign trail for Vice President Harris?
Yes, you will. I talk to her frequently, and by the way, I've known her running mate is a great guy, as we say. If we grew up in the same neighborhood, we'd have been friends. He's my kind of guy. He's real, he's smart. I've known him for several decades. I think it's a hell of a team.
Okay, this election cycle is never going to stop making me cry. Happy tears.
That was a really
thank you,
good
President
interview.
Biden.
It really was.
CBS. Really good interview.
Oh, God, what do we owe this man? Amazing debt of gratitude. Yeah, he is like Tim Walz does have Joe Biden energy.
He does.
Right? Yeah, it, by the way, Jim in Wisconsin said, hey, Steph, J.D. Vance makes me want to have a beer with Jeb Bush, and I don't like beer or Jeb Bush. That's funny because it's true. Hey, speaking of funny.
Hey, Rule, don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, Max Allen, let Freddy and me
remember.
Hey, Rule,
to let a joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
He said we're never funnier than when we're talking about sports.
Very true.
Just stumbling around in the dark.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that smart about sports, but even I was sitting there going, no, Magic and Kareem played together.
I was just going off the supposition that Chris is wrong. But anyway, I love that we asked you, are you going to the DNC? And you're like, I wasn't invited. I'm like, we're not in charge of anything.
I thought you were asking
no.
if I was coming.
What do you mean? I was supposed to invite you.
Yeah, I thought you were asking if I was coming to your thing.
That's my thing, my DNC. I know. Was I off last Monday? You were so fantastic at New York Sexy Liberal, if I haven't told you that. You were so effing hilarious. I think I did talk to you already, but I just have to say it again. You were amazing.
Oh, thank you. It was a blast. I talked about that last week. Just the other thing I said, and now I can say it right to your face, is how awesome you were handling that many people on stage, and that you gave everyone a fair amount of time, and also everybody up there sort of just respected everybody else, so we weren't talking over each other.
We never had a panel that big. You and I were off stage going, this might be a cluster.
And again, because it was a post Biden stepping down crowd, and it was a Harris and awaiting, you know, the vice president thing, the excitement was so amazing there, and the energy
let's look what we're seeing this weekend. I mean, they're having just spontaneous dance parties. It's like this piece you wrote was so perfect, Rude. You know, Harris Walz, we need this joy. It is hard to underestimate how badly this country needed this joy after these 8 years. Talk more about that, where this piece came from, because it's like a explosion what's happening out there right now.
Because, and it is this catharsis. It's and I say it's like we never got a chance to sort of get past and have some kind of some sense of celebration in a post-COVID era. And I know COVID is still a thing, and I know it's surging.
Yeah.
But however, as Chris put on Threads, I think, but we got it. It's, you know, it is handled to a large extent. I know it affects people with certain conditions. Right. All of those things still stand.
Yeah.
But we never sort of had this sense of, oh, my God, we got through this.
Yeah. We haven't had a real party in a long time. Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, you said, I thought, man, we need this. And this, I mean, all this joy and energy and possibility being embodied on that stage. It's not only about this moment. We need this because the one thing that's been missing as we emerge from the worst part of COVID pandemic is a catharsis, some release where we all recognize we survived, not just a catharsis for getting through the lockdowns and mass deaths and required health safety measures, catharsis for surviving the president of Donald Trump, which took the country down some incredibly dark alleys, leaving it battered and weary and a good deal of PTSD. That's the point, the PTSD. You said we couldn't actually celebrate or even fully exhale before hanging over all of us was the tension of what would bring this Trump saga to its end. We waited for something to validate the anger we had and to demonstrate that things would be different. We hoped that Trump would be convicted, sent to prison. That didn't happen, and it may not. The election of Joe Biden was an absolutely necessary step to get to this point. Talk about that a little bit, because we just listened to the Biden interview, and you talk about him pulling the boat out and getting the rust off, and you know, how fitting that Trump played the Titanic song at his rally.
I know,
right?
It's fantastic.
Which, damn, brilliant. And Celine Dion clapback.
Really? This song? Amazing. Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, Biden was what he said he needed to be, which was a bridge. Mm-hmm. And we needed him. We needed an old hand to come in here and say, okay, I got this. Let me get everything back to some semblance of functioning after all of that chaos. Mm-hmm. And that's what Biden did. And he did an incredible job at it, better than we ever hoped he might do. And so yes, that got us back to a certain place, but there still wasn't this, okay, now we have to sort of defeat this other thing that hurt us so badly through the incompetence over COVID and through everything else that the Trump administration did, and just Trump's existence in politics.
Yeah, I mean, Rude, many of us, like you travel around the world, you're a bit of a, you travel about the world, bon vivant, I don't know what to call you, anyway, but people around the world that say, how is he allowed to run? How
jet
is this
setter.
Happening?
He's a jet setter.
Yeah, he's an international jet-setting man of mystery.
Yeah, that's it.
Rude. But it's true. I mean, many of us thought, oh, my God, how is this even possible? And it is so terrifying, and he shouldn't, be able to run. But I think you're right. Your piece goes to that I think as a country, we need this. We actually need his complete humiliation at the polls again to put this into the dustbin of history, and then hopefully justice will come for him. But you just said we need to face our American demons, who are easily identifiable. We need to unify to exorcise them, send them back to whatever crevices in the earth they crawled out of, not just defeat them at the polls. Like we always say, right, make racists afraid again. Like go back into your hidey-hatey holes again. And you said, it's a little more than a little over the top to say this, but I get the feeling from Harris Walsh rally yesterday, from the ecstasy in which people are reacting to this ticket, we suffered a mass trauma, both physical and psychological, from COVID, compounded by the savage incompetence, wanton cruelty of the Trump administration, and the effects of the trauma haven't been dealt with, but maybe this is how we heal, by coming together in joyful purpose to laugh, to mock, to chant, to celebrate, all in the service of unifying, to keep progressing. And that's why that organic, we're not going back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Came up, right?
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't even a planned thing. It was something that she said, and everybody started chanting, and now it's become a slogan. And it's been sort of remarkable to watch this movement, and for it to crystallize and become a movement. Like we were all waiting for something to come along and say, okay, you know what? Don't be afraid. And that's the big part of this. Don't be afraid.
That's what scares them, is that this is how we take our power back, with this joy and this laughter. And they don't, they count on us being afraid of them and being afraid of Donald Trump.
And the other thing is I so look forward to watching a Democrat hand off to a Democrat.
Yes.
So that we don't go through a Republican taking all the good work a Democrat did and flushing it down the toilet and wrecking the joint, so that a Democrat has to come in and spend their first term just fixing crap, you know?
Yeah. The aptly named Joy Reid tweeted, "Joy is its own form of resistance," mm-hmm. which is what your whole piece was about. It really is. They keep calling them the happy warriors, right? But that is just, it is, and I think that, like Josh Shapiro first said it about Donald Trump, stop talking America. I think one of my favorite spontaneous moments this weekend, Rude, is when Kamala Harris announced one of our Olympic golds for one of the American teams, and the spontaneous chants of USA. It's the first time we haven't felt that, that means that racist, horrible MAGA thing when they chant, But people proudly putting up the flag, as Chris has been talking about, too, people chanting USA, and Kamala Harris going, yes, yes, USA. And you think, you flash back to when they cheered when Chicago lost the Olympics because the black guy wanted it, because it was Barack Obama's hometown and he campaigned for it. They cheered. I remember those scenes of right-wingers cheering that America lost the Olympics.
And by the way, you know why L.A. was 2028? This is actually something I was looking something up today and found that the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, L.A. was trying for 24.
Yeah.
Right. It was LA 2024. But the IOC was freaking the F out that Trump might still be president.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's why they gave 2024 to Paris and then 2028 to Los Angeles, and why they announced it at the same time, because they wanted Los Angeles, but they didn't want it when Trump might be president. Joke might be on them.
I, for one, look forward to the traffic, and like, we don't have enough of it here. I can't wait.
Traffic disappeared in 1984,
USA.
Though.
It did.
Traffic.
I think enough people are gonna leave town.
Yes.
And, yeah.
That's what happened in 1984. Everybody left town because they were afraid of the traffic, and the freeways were clear.
And the mayor's trying to get everybody that's going to the games to use public transportation.
Yeah. Which is a lot more built out now than it was in 84.
Speaking of sports, I just so many favorite moments just from this weekend. Somebody tweeted, Walt's coming out to John Cougar's small town crowd. Crowd shouts, coach, 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 coach. I mean, this thing is like Friday Night Lights meets, you know, like a Beyonce concert. It's just insane what we're watching.
And the other thing is all of their, and I keep saying this, all of their old tricks, all of the right's old tricks aren't working. They think they can attack his military service, and everybody's going, you know, F you.
Right.
You know, they think they can attack him for supporting transgender youths in Minnesota. And everybody's like, no, you know, mind your own damn business, you know, is the perfect response. And the other thing is,
he speaks small town. He speaks rural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we are also seeing that the thing that Trump fears more than anything else, everyone's laughing at him.
Yeah.
This is like him having to sit there during that that White House correspondence dinner and listening to Barack Obama rake him over the coals just 24 hours a day now.
Yeah.
You know, you freaking weirdo, you know, and even in you know, even this AI thing, and this is just something else. There are people that on Truth Social, supporters of him, that are like, why are you doing this? It's obvious she actually had that crowd. Deal with it and get back to campaigning.
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I mean, Truth Social has turned on him a while ago. They're heckling him. I mean, it's you're right. For a, you know, malignant narcissist, this is just the worst. And as you were saying about his reaction to Obama, a black woman, is there a more perfect vessel for the biggest racist misogynist in our history to just completely implode at this point?
Yep. And then also, you know, a working class white guy,
you
know, is also taking him down. Oh my God, this is like the revenge of everything that he has enacted his brute stupidity on.
Yeah.
Coming back at him.
Aye, aye, aye. All right, rudeness. Happy joy, joy.
Happy joy.
As Ren and Stimpy would say.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? It's going to be fun. It's probably going to get a little dangerous out there.
All right. Let's
know.
Well, no. We're too busy punching the bullies in the nose. We're not going to be afraid. We're going to have.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
But don't get happy.
Oh, oops. I violated the Bob Seska rule. All right. Love you, Ruth.
No, just stay in it, because you know what? It's not enough to defeat him. We need to crush them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Read Rude Pundit's Happy Joy piece with all your usual filth that you've come to expect.
No, there's no filth in it.
Oh, there isn't?
Actually,
no, it's very joyful. I don't know what he did with Rude Pundit.
What have you done with Rude Pundit?
It's safe for the kids. You can read it to your children.
It's Lee Papa / Clark Kent. Okay.
Oh, wow. I only get a little thrill, you know, a little sexual excitement when you say my actual name.
Wow.
Lee, Papa. Who's my Papa? You. Okay.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to carry me through for the next week.
Goodbye, sir.
Thanks, Rude.
Right.
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yep.
I'm telling you, OG sexy liberal company.
Jody's smart.
She's not. She knows things. She does. She's been using Credo Mobile for 20 years.
Yeah.
Even because Sexy Liberal's not that old. I guess I ripped Credo Mobile off. I didn't know that.
No.
But they're America's only progressive phone company, and they donate thousands of dollars to all these progressive causes like Sexy Liberal's been doing for years and years now. Nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center. And what does democracy look like, Jody?
This is what democracy looks like.
You get to vote, don't you?
Yeah.
Credo Mobile lets you vote for where you would like
all the time.
Your donated dollars to go. And you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, great customer service, and an easy way to make a difference in the world. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. CredoMobile.com. Type in STEPH25 or call us at 877-346-0516.
We have to keep our country gay, Crippin.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources, dump those flower pots out, don't let dog or kitty pools sit, fill them when you're going to use them, and then dump them out. Clean the gutters, reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by My House and Your House, being simply safe when we go to Chicago. Because peace of mind.
Absolutely. You need it.
And Scene. Okay. I'm just telling you, Simply Safe. It's been named by U.S. News & World Report best home security system 5 years running. Why would you mess around with any other companies?
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Join 11 billion listeners who have found peace of mind with Simply Safe, right? What if a stranger crowbars open your window? Picture it, right? Deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m., right? Every second counts. Simply Safe Home Security 24/7. Monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation and sending emergency responders. We have to keep our puppies and our kitties safe while we're gone, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're on lockdown. Yay. Okay. No long-term contracts or cancellation fees. They earn your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. Go to simplysafe.com/Stephanie to save 20% on a new system today. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. 55 minutes after the hour, Watergate prosecutor Jill Winebank's coming up, who will join us on stage, the sexy liberal in Chicago.
Yep.
To talk about fat patterns. Other stuff like that right off Wacker there in Chicago. With Jan Schakowsky and the imported Mark Hamill that I'll be bringing with me from L.A.
You're going to put him in your suitcase?
Mm-hmm. 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 And, you know, other other surprises that
Mommy's
working
there?
On.
Hmm? Can't he teleport there?
No, that's not Star Wars. That's Star Trek.
Oh nerd. You nerded the wrong nerd. Taubin threads, Donald is like a weathered dinner hour MC at a failing resort in the Catskills the night before the owner terminates his contract. Yes, that's... He interrupted another wedding to rail about Kamala Harris's AI crowds that aren't actually there or something.
Whatever.
Well, okay. Dinesh D'Souza originally put that out there, and he said the proof is that there is no reflection in Kamala's plane.
No.
Okay. By the way, that one hit home with me because, as you know, I was fired. I was fired in Vegas from being the opening act for Three Dog Night. And can I just, because I was too dirty, but can I just say all three of the dogs loved me? But I only made it one night, and then I got that call in the morning from my agent. They're like, I got some bad news.
Three Dog Night.
Why did the
audience couldn't handle
that? Yeah, why did they?
I don't know.
Why did Three Dog Night?
I didn't understand what dirty meant. I was like, I didn't think that was dirty.
Are you and Three Dog Night the same?
Listen, if you go see Nikki Glaser or Amy Schumer, I'm not that dirty. Depends on how blue you mean.
Is this the 80s?
No, it wasn't that long ago. It was, I don't know, probably 90s. Okay. Late 90s.
Okay. Anyway. Women,
I'm just saying I recognize a very soon-to-be-fired old act, vaudeville act.
What were you doing opening for Three Dog Night in the first place?
I don't know. It's the only work I could get after my late-night show got canceled. Shut up! I also auditioned to play the Green M&M, and I didn't get that either.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. The casting director tried to give me notes, which has maybe been my original aversion to notes. She said the Green M&M is a sexy, confident candy.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, well, I've only played the really insecure ones like Malamars.
You said that to her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
kind of a wise
That's
ass.
Why Vanessa Williams got the role.
Yeah. Oh, well. Okay, Scott.
Vanessa Williams wasn't a wise ass.
Well, now I have all this. Scott in Minneapolis, this entire basement. Uh-huh. Scott in Minneapolis, hello.
Hello, Stephanie. Finally.
Yes.
I'm talking to my dream girl. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to say I'm tired and tired of watching Trump do the air accordion, the air accordion. Let's get him a real accordion from Hungary or Russia. This is Scott from KTNF.
Okay. Oh, hi, KTNF. Hey. We love you. Yay, Minneapolis. Hey. Home of Tim Walz. Maybe if you could just play a different imaginary instrument. I think that the violin, don't you think the tiny violin? Because he's always... Because, right? It's always poor me.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he play an imaginary violin? Just do something different. Oh, my God, from the invisible accordion. Something. Banjo. You know. Something that'll appeal to your toothless fans. Something. I'm making suggestions to freshen up his vaudeville act.
You're denigrating country music.
Yeah, she is.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I suggested violin first. Am I insulting classical music fans? No. All right, Jill Winebank's coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
I'm on vacation this week, so for tonight's episode, we will bring you some of my favorite moments from previous Nightlight episodes. I'll be back and ready to light it up again on August 19th.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.